But let me tell you sincerely, if you can understand how relationships work, you will protect certain relationships until they deliver to you.
All right. So when I came back from the crusade the second night, there were spirits that were suspended on the water.
Because you fell, you will torment every demon in that neighborhood for 1 month. Next time, if you want to fall, demons will help you.
I decree and declare, every delay.
My help has come. Oh, my lifting has come. Oh, my lifting.
Please rise up on your feet. Shall I take a paratusikatea? In the next 5 minutes, we are going to pray in the spirit. Please be serious. Take the time to pray, generate energy in the spirit. We are praying under a corporate anointing. Lift your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Lift your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Shake He spake a parable to the end that men ought always to pray. Are you praying? Pray in the spirit. And the Katakata Prasako Shotokatabanakata Sananda Bakata Sananda Bakata Teprakata Prakata Bakatos Koto Prakate and the Shalakata Prakatoko Prakatovas Katabanakata and Prakatakatesh Shinanakate Erikotos Koto Prakate Baruta Sarakata Yababa. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray? Prayer point number one, Psalm 3. Psalm 3. Please help us, media. Psalm 3 and verse 1. Lord, how they are they increased that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Verse 2. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for you in God. Verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Are you ready to pray? Say in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that nothing keeps my head down. In this season, I am lifted supernaturally. Lift your voice and begin to pray. But thou, O Lord, at a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of my head. Embrace the
step out, 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 in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 12. Please give it to us quickly. Acts chapter 12 from verse 4. The Bible says that Peter was kept in prison. And the Bible says they kept him in prison, intending that after Easter, they would bring him out so that the people would kill him. Verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. What happened? And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door that kept the prison. Verse 7. The Bible says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and light shined in the prison, and they smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And the chains fell off from his hand. Verse 8. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind up thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment before thee and follow me. Verse 9. The Bible says, and he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but he saw as though he was in a vision. 10. And when they were past the first gate, there were three gates. The first gate brought him out of the prison. The second gate was midway. And the Bible says they came unto the iron gate that leaded to the city. Listen to me. This is the gate that stops visibility. There is a gate that stops the visibility of men. It says the gate leads to the city. Your business can be there, but there is an iron gate. Listen. And the Bible says that this gate opened on its own accord. When that gate opens, the next thing you see is the city. It's the gate that controls influence. Are you ready to pray? In the name of Jesus, every gate standing my way of influence and visibility, I declare be broken right now. Lift your voice and pray. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen to me. We are going to pray against delay. It was the delay of the bridegroom that made the oil of others to finish. If the bridegroom came early, all 10 of them will see him. They all had oil, but because the bridegroom delayed, the oil of others finished and they missed out. You are going to pray, Lord, bring speed to my destiny. Bring speed to my life. Lift your voice and pray. Speed to my life. Speed to my destiny. Speed to my life. Speed to my destiny. Speed to my business. Speed to my career. Someone is praying. Stop. Pray, pray, outside pray, online pray, make decrees in the name of Jesus. 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 We're still praying over speed. Look at me. Listen. The unit of destiny is time. God can bring you help speedily. Are we together now? Yes. We are going to pray. The Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. And Elijah ran on barefoot and overtook the chariots of Ahab down to Jezreel. We are going to pray. Lord, bring speed to my life. Bring speed to my life. Lift your voice and begin to prophesy. Speed, speed, speed. Someone prophesy. Someone declare. Speed to my destiny. Speed to my destiny. Speed to my destiny. Speed to my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 125 verse 3. Psalm 125 verse 3, please. The Bible says the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Why? Lest the righteous put their hands in iniquity. The rod of the wicked. You are going to command every finger of darkness and evil over your life, your family, your children. You are going to command it to give way. Are you ready? Lift your voice and pray. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Hallelujah. 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 Job chapter 5, please. Job chapter 5 and verse 19. We are praying. Please take this prayer serious. Job chapter 5 and verse 19. Are you ready to read? One, two, read with me. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7 shall no evil touch you. Number one. Next verse, please. In famine, he shall redeem thee from death. And in war, from the power of the sword. Next verse. Thou shalt be hid from the scourging tongues of men. Neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. Why? Listen. It says, for thou shalt be in covenant with the stones of the field. That means nobody can use any element of creation to make enchantments against me. You use sand, I have a covenant with the elements of creation that they will not fight me because I was given dominion over them. Say in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, no enchantment, no divination against my life and my destiny shall thrive. Lift your voice and pray. I am in covenant. I am in covenant. I am in covenant with the stone. I am in covenant. I am in covenant with the stone. I am in covenant with the stone. I am in covenant with the stone. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. Please read with me. Are you ready? One, two, read. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace. How long? Always. By all means. If it means clearing the troublemakers out of the way, by all means. If it means making a way, by all means. Lift your voice and say, Lord, by all means, give me peace. 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 By all means, Hallelujah. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. There are people physically, you see them moving, but in the realm of the spirit, the Bible says that they are bound. Next verse. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn in Zion. Verse 3. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees or the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Verse 4. I receive it for myself. It says, and they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolations, and shall repair the waste cities and desolations of many generations. Verse 5. And strangers. This is where we are getting to. You don't need to know who will help you. Strangers. And strangers shall stand and feed. Listen. Strangers shall stand and feed your flock. It says, and the sons of aliens or foreigners shall be your plowmen. This was what happened to a man called Mephibosheth. The Bible says, and David said, is there any man in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And they called a man called Ziba, who had 15 sons. The Bible says he sent him to Lodebar. He said, there is a crippled man called Mephibosheth. Go and fetch the man, the king said. When he came, he said, although you are crippled, even Mephibosheth said, am I a dog that the king will be sending for me? He said the children of Ziba would plow the land for him. He said, but as for you, Mephibosheth, you will eat with me at my table here forever. Keep that scripture there. Listen, this scripture is a deliverance scripture. Stop thinking the miracle will come through the person you know. It's none of your business how God will bring you the breakthrough. Stop troubling your uncle, your auntie. Every time you are saying, God, visit me, your mind is going to a particular person, that real estate man. Leave God to decide who, like a movie director, let him decide who will come with the blessing. Are you ready to pray? Make decrees in this season. Strangers are feeding my flock. Strangers are feeding my flock. The sons of Eliab are coming to bless me. Hell, prepare blessings rising from everywhere. Hallelujah. Two prayer points and we're done. Are you ready to pray? We are going to pray for Nigeria. How many of you know that we owe a responsibility to pray for this nation? You see the happenings around this nation? The church should not be silent. It's not about going around to make all kinds of unguarded statements. Our assignment is to pray. Pray like believers with intelligence. He said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper who love you. We are going to pray. We cannot fold our arms and allow the devil to continue to destroy people. You heard the testimony of our dear auntie here? The precious daughter just came out of her school. And these wicked, evil people entered a car. And that's how they carried her. Killed other innocent people. Whoever digs a pit for you, I stand by my God and I declare they must enter that pit. Hallelujah. Now listen. Haman was plotting the annihilation of the Jews. And he was clearly cooperating with Vashti. And God needed to remove Vashti. And when God brought Esther, Esther forgot her assignment. And she was enjoying the palace. And Mordecai sent a warning. That warning is for all of us. Every time you hear trouble somewhere, don't say it's still far. Don't make the mistake of Esther. Mordecai said, do not think when they are done with us from afar, you will be spared. The moment you hear that there is trouble anywhere, you owe a responsibility to stay the power of hell. Don't just say, I am secured. Esther knew that if she kept quiet, one day they would discover she were a Jew and they would kill her. And she took the risk. I'm going to meet the king. Even without his invitation, if I perish, I perish. One of the things I'm praying and trusting that God will do to the body of Christ is to help us to rise to that point of maturity where we are able to take the corporate burden of the body, even if personally there is nothing wrong with us. Are we together? When you hear that there is an accident, you don't just say, oh, the members of my church were protected. It is a cry for everybody. Are we together now? You must be able to hide your individualism so that the corporate good of the body will speak. So just because nothing happened to your business during the pandemic, just because you are okay, just because you have security forces around your house, does not mean you should negate the fact that our nation needs help. As responsible believers, part of the ministry of priesthood is to stand and midwife deliverance. And say, no, Lord, it cannot happen, not in our lifetime. This kind of evil that plague the nations, we must stand as priests. Are we together? For a very long time, we have been largely very selfish. Once trouble does not come near you, you read the news and say, oh, that's fine. It is them. Once it is not your child that is kidnapped, no problem. No. We are going to pray in 1 minute. Cry to the God of heaven. Father, we declare, let the angels be released over Nigeria. Let the angels be released over this nation. We declare peace. We declare safety. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me make decrees over our lives now. Decrees are powerful. Hallelujah. Prophetic words don't only reveal, they create. They make what is not there to be there. We can call the things that be not and make them to appear. We can call the favor that be not and make it appear. We can call the lifting that be not and make it appear. Are you ready to pray? In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, every door that has refused to open over your destiny, I declare, let it be open right now. Let it be open right now in the name of Jesus. Everywhere the helpers of your destiny are, men instructed by God to hold your hand and lift you. I don't care where they are across this nation and around the globe. I stand by the voice of prophecy and I command them to show up in your life. 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 Listen to me. Every strange pattern, an occurrence in any family, cycles of negative things that keep repeating themselves, I stand by the God of heaven and I come by the rod of a higher priesthood. I break those patterns now. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. The Bible says the mom bore him in sorrow and named him Jabez. And for a while things would not go well in his life. And one day he said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my coast. Is someone ready to pray? Listen, God is a God of increase. It is the will of God that you keep moving from glory to glory, not that you become stunted in one position. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Expand. Expand to the left. Expand to the right. I'm praying for you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Expand to the east. Expand to the north. Expand to the south. Expand to the west. Expand overseas in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's decree favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, the kind of favor you have not seen in your life, I stand by the God of heaven, if you can believe it. I declare, between now and next week Sunday, return with a fearful testimony of favor. I speak it from the depth of my spirit. Return with a fearful testimony of favor. We shift systems, we shift structures, and I command favor. I declare favor. I command favor. I declare favor. Can I pray for your spiritual life? Everything that has killed your hunger and your passion for the things of God. You used to pray in the night, but now you sleep all till the day. There is a spirit of slumber that wants to eat up your destiny because a new season is about to open for you. So the devil does not want you to stay in the place of prayer. Receive an impartation of the grace, the spirit of prayer and supplication in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Hear me. We are wrapping up. I'm speaking to you prophetically. There are many of you, seasons are about to open in your life. But listen, listen. The devil wants to use offense to kill those seasons. Beware. One of the traps of Satan when seasons are about to open is that he uses offense. Everything offends you. your husband, your wife, your children, your boss. Make up your mind that your joy will remain, because it is with joy you draw out of the wells of salvation. I declare joy unspeakable, joy unspeakable, full of glory, joy unspeakable, full of glory, joy unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. Let me pray for those in business. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, and I believe in miracles. I don't care how it has been before now. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, what has refused to work in your hands, go back right now and watch wonders happen. Go back right now and watch wonders happen. Go back and watch wonders happen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And whatsoever he doeth, prospers. Whatsoever he doeth, prospers. One last prayer for tonight. There is something called honor. See, you can respect yourself, but you cannot honor yourself. It takes another person to confer honor upon you. Honor is a grace that is transferable. He said, thou shalt find Joshua, in whom the Spirit is upon, and he says that thou shalt lay your hands upon him, and then he says you shall take some of your honor and you shall give to him. Honor is transferable. The cure for shame and the cure for reproach. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, may this mantle of honor, the grace that distinguishes you even among your contemporaries, may that grace rest upon you now. May that grace rest upon you now. May that grace rest upon you now. Wave your hands to Jesus and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Beloved in Christ, thank you for watching this video. If you are new here too, I would entreat you to kindly subscribe to this channel for me and then hit on the like button. Also, I would want you to share this message across. I would want you to do one thing for us. Kindly tell us in the comment section where you're watching us from, and if you've got any testimony for us, kindly let us know. Thank you for watching. Stay blessed.
In the name of Jesus, drought in your life. That even when it is physical rainy season, it is still dry season spiritually, financially, and otherwise. I decree and declare, let the rain begin to fall. Let the rain begin to fall. Let the rain begin to fall. We're not ashamed. 6. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of how many? All his troubles. Last verse. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him and delivereth them. Prayer is a powerful weapon in all seasons, but especially this season. Lord, what is happening around my life? My wife just got attacked. My son just got attacked. My job just got attacked. I am not understanding what is happening. I set myself like Daniel onto prayer. God grants you grace. You can add with fasting. Add with fasting. This spiritual laziness of eating anyhow, anytime. Many believers now fast as a ceremony. 3 days fasting, you carry it on your head as if it's 12 years fasting. If you love food more than your destiny, life will cheat you again and again. Food is okay, but please let me tell you, mighty ones, you must learn to show food that your spirit man has grown above it. There are many of you here, you cannot remember
I may be wrong. I'm not saying you should do it. Please, I'm not saying you should do it. But I, as far as I'm concerned, there are spiritual levels that if you get to, a week should never pass that you did not fast. You are joking. You are joking. Not with what you are doing to hell. You are joking. 7 days. Ah, no. Himarama. 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 To the King who sits on the throne. Himarama. To the King. Listen, let me tell you this. I will continue to teach you this secret. Real victory in prayer is gotten while men sleep. Real victory is not gotten shouting around, just making noise. Real men of power contact power when men sleep. May God give you the grace to rise above sleep. I'm praying from the may God give you the grace to not allow sleep cheat you. That God can wake you up in the night. No light, off the light. You are praying. Don't allow distractions. You are praying, the next thing you see one of your trousers and it's enough to distract. Off the light. You can use your phone light. You are in the night alone. And watch what happens. Sakata bakoto shikata. Rakata dela skumata. Reketeketo shkelebata. You are nobody seeing what you are doing. But there is a register. Every day you are signing. It is the day you get to the stage to preach. That's when God will not disappoint you. You don't come on stage and talk nonsense. Lion of the tribe of Judah, Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, Rose of this and that and that. God is not a scammer. He's not a magician. No track record in the secret place. You will flatter yourself to nothing in it, in the open. Please learn to pray in the night. Learn to pray in the night. Learn to pray in the night. Receive grace to dedicate night times and pray. God didn't give you a house just to keep things. Turn everywhere to a prayer altar. Turn your toilet to a prayer altar. Turn your living room to a prayer altar. When everyone has gone off the television, don't pray watching a film. Even if it's a Christian movie, you are not praying. Shut it down. Lord, this is me and you here. I don't know what is happening to my life. Shakatos kaprandas ke balakata. A time will come you'll feel like just leaning. Get up and say, Satan, you're a liar. I'm going far. A time will come your tongues begin to change. What you are saying, it will never be what you started with. You have entered a level in the spirit. Tongues are languages. And there are levels of power contact. Groanings that cannot be uttered. You get to a point in the spirit where you begin to pray. There are times that only one word, one phrase will come out of your mouth for minutes. Pray it. You are receiving power. Is not something you do in a group so that people will see you and think you're a prayer warrior. Don't joke with your destiny like that. Don't joke with your destiny like that. The Bible says to enter and shut the door behind you. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father who is in secret. You don't need to have a prayer point. You don't need to have a prayer point. Just stay there and begin to pray. And while you are praying, your flesh is weak, but your spirit is willing. Listen, can I tell you this? There is a level of fire you bring on any attack in your life. It must give way. It must give way. Fire is an emblem of the spirit. It's one of the emblems of revival. It's one of the emblems that show that the spirit is in a place. Fire does not only refine. Fire is for judgment. There are times you need to stay like a priest upon the watch. My brother and my sister, if you pray from your heart, some things will shift. You will wake up in the morning and know I shifted this through prayer. There are attacks that only prayer can challenge. Pray for me. Pray for me is wonderful. But you must become the priest of your destiny. Can someone just blast in tongues for just 1 or 2 minutes? Shalabakata. Shenagandas kamahasabash. Rakatabakato sopakoto sheketelekata. Emprata seneketo shanikata. Hasete shanahas kabaratos. Reketeketekete skabarakatos. Unto him that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Lord, I'm in a season of my life. I cannot afford to be lazy. I'm in a season of my life. I cannot allow my prayer life go down. It's too risky. Not for this season. Not for this season. This is the wrongest time to be prayerless. This is the wrongest time to be prayerless. Oh, take away slumber from my eyes. Take away slumber, oh God. There are scores to settle in the realm of the spirit. There are things to shift in the realm of the spirit. There are things to align in the realm of the spirit. I need to legislate spiritual realities. While men slept, the enemy came and sought tears. Pray. Pray. Outside, pray.
Rule the king who sits upon the white horse. Rule the king, yes, sits upon the white horse. Shelabakata rekotosia, imarama, 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 to the king who sits on the throne, imarama. To the king who sits on the throne. Hey, shela balala.
Hela barata katosha prende katela katosha. Ekete prekatos kale kata presana kata. Karuse sele katosha latoske mahasa. Woe to them who are at ease in Zion. Woe to them who are at ease in Zion.
to the King who sits upon the white horse.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're praying. Psalm 125. Prayer gives you stamina to pass through seasons. Jesus prayed, otherwise he would have given up. He said, Peter, Satan desired to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, use the same strategy to strengthen. Strengthen. Prayer is a strengthener. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. Next verse. As the mountains are around Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. Next verse. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put his hands in iniquity. Next verse. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. We are reading till the last verse. As for such as turn aside in their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace upon Joshua Selman. Prayer gives you stability. In the next 2-3 minutes, you are going to pray and say, Lord, let this prayer stabilize me. I shouldn't be shaking over everything. I should be able to laugh at certain storms and say, Jesus is Lord. Lift your voice and pray. Stability, power, stamina. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Sekato shalaha sebregetegetola.
Let me tell you sincerely, if you can understand how relationships work, you will protect certain relationships until they deliver to you.
All right. So when I came back from the crusade the second night, there were spirits that were suspended on the water.
Because you fell, you will torment every demon in that neighborhood for 1 month. Next time, if you want to fall, demons will help you.
I decree and declare, every delay